Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, fresh off a medical Monday. What about the flu that's been going around? It's quite something. It's even affecting the trial down in Manhattan of Governor Cuomo's aide, as a defense attorney has come down with the flu, and we're seeing states all over the place upping vaccines, passing amendments to get help to people.
Well, David, it's a very dangerous situation. People are dying and children are dying. It's not pandemic yet, but it is an awful strain of flu. You know, there are those people, David, who say you should never get inoculated no matter what. And they think it's a government plot. Some think it's really unhealthy. And yet, when you don't, you not only put yourself at risk, you put your family at risk. And there has been a huge surge in flu problems, as I say, including deaths. So this becomes not only governmental, as you indicate, but it also becomes individual. People really have to take responsibility and get those flu shots. It's quite easy to do. Most drugstores will do it. There are places that will do it for free. So it's political, all right, in that there are those people who think that there are nefarious reasons behind giving these shots. But mostly it's just laziness.
How about the comments of the New York Times CEO, Alan? This is Mark Thompson from CNBC this morning. He says, basically, that print journalism maybe has another 10 years. I believe at least 10 years is what we can see in the U.S. for our print products, Thompson said at a power lunch. He said he'd like to have a print edition survive and thrive as long as it can, but admitted it might face an expiration date.
Well, David, we've done this for a long, long time. Our own Rex Smith said it years ago on the Media Project. I happen to be of the belief that there are a few newspapers, like the New York Times, the Washington Post, and others, that will survive in print. But, of course, so much is now online. You know, a number of years ago, the Legislative Gazette, which is a student-oriented project run by New Paltz, I'm the publisher, had to make a decision, and that was, we can't afford the newsprint anymore, so we'll go online. Now, I expected that that would be the end. Turns out that there's been a whole resurgence in the project. More students are interested. People are getting their news online. I know I do a couple of times each night. So Thompson's right. I think in terms of the way in which the country will go, most newspapers will not survive. I hope the Times will survive. I hope the Washington Post will survive, because there should be a permanent record on paper, I think, of what goes on in this country. Historians will be looking for this years later, and maybe it's just because I'm a little bit older that I really would be incredibly upset if we didn't see it. You know, there's a lot of nostalgia involved in print.
From there to President Trump and the budget, the headline, ignoring the deficit with increases for military. We've talked about the Republicans and usually being against deficits, but certainly the military increase is something.
So, David, why do you have to have an increased military presence? Why do you have to spend all of that money? Well, everybody knows, and nobody's shy about it. It's the Russians and the Chinese. They're the boogeymen now. Wait. The Russians... Isn't there a Russian investigation going on as to whether there was collusion between the Trump administration? And now we see the Obama people, as they were on their way out, had some real doubts about the way in which all of this had come down and whether they could trust the Trump people when they talked to them. So I'm telling you, the idea that we need to spend all of this money because of the very Russians who we think are a little too close to Trump is extraordinary.
New Siena poll was out yesterday about Governor Andrew Cuomo, dropped about 10 points to 53% favorability rating from 62. Your thoughts on that? Many say it probably won't impact the election coming.
Well, right now it won't. I mean, right now you have to expect that a guy with $30 million in the bank, as opposed to virtually nothing for the Republican, and it looks like it's going to be DeFrancisco, who has a very Republican, pro-Trump sort of approach, who thinks that we don't need to have major ethical changes. And by the way, I think a lot of them are going to be subjected to that criticism, including the governor not having done enough. But I don't see that there's a real problem for the governor. Obviously, this trial is not going to help him. And obviously, the subways in New York are not going to help him. And obviously, the fact that people don't really like the guy isn't going to help him. But I don't see, when you're over 50% in approval, which he is, I don't see how he loses an election. And nobody even knows who John DeFrancisco from Syracuse is. Now, he thinks, David, that if lightning can strike the way it did in 1994 with Mario Cuomo losing to George Pataki, but that was a Republican year, and this ain't going to be.
Political Observer Alan Shartok joining us. Thank you, as always, Alan.
Thank you, David.